We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. It says in the pasuk before, when it mentions Meroidach, it says Meroidach Baladin Ben Baladin. So now, what his name was Meroidach Ben Baladin, I'm assuming, so why we give him the name Baladin as well? Meroidach Baladin Ben Baladin? So it sounds like he took his father's name as well. What's the pshat? My Baladin Ben Baladin. Why did he take his father's name as well in his name? Amri, the Chazal say, Baladin Malkahava, his father Baladin was the king, Vishtani Ape, and his face changed, his face changed, looked like a dog, and he had to step down from the Malchus. Have Yosef Brea Mechusa, so his son took over the Malchus. He have a kosev, whenever he wrote a letter, have a kosev Shmei, he used to write his name, Vishmei Da'avua, and the name of his father, Balad Malka. He wanted to give his father covered, because his father now was incapacitated, he couldn't be a king, because his face looked like a dog, but he wanted to still give his father covered. Therefore, he signed his name always with the name Baladin as well. Hainu Chsiv, this is in the Pasuk in Mishlei, I think this is, the Pasuk says, no, it's Malachi, in Malachi, Ben Yechavid Ov, Ve'eved Adoinov. That his son is Mechavid, his father, and Ever Adoinov, Ben Yechavid Ov, Hodomar. That's Meroidach Ben Baladin. Ve'ever Adoinov, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk. V'chodesh HaChamishi, is the Pasuk of the Churban, actually. V'chodesh HaChamishi, which is Ov. Ve'es L'chodesh on 10th day of Ov. Hishnas Shaes, Shishon L'melech Rukhanetzah, the 19th year of Nevrachetz Mechbovel. Bon, was Radon. So now, Nevrachetz Mechbovel now for 19 years. Bon, was Radon Rav Tabachim. Omad, the famed Melech Bavel in Yerushalayim, he stood in front of the Melech Bavel in Yerushalayim. Sounds like that Nebuchadnezzar also was in Yerushalayim. But Yisrael is based Hashem, is based Hamelech, and he burnt the Beis Hamikdash and the Beis Hamelech. On top of Omad Beis, Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, Omis Solak Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. Did Nebuchadnezzar come down to Yerushalayim? Just send Nebuchadnezzar. How do we know that? The Chassid in the Pasuk, V'yalu Oisoy, it's talking about Yeshua Hamelech, V'yalu Oisoy El Melech Bavel Rivlasa. Not Yeshua, I think Tzidkiyo HaMelech. They brought up Tzidkiyo HaMelech, V'yalu Oisoy HaMelech Bavel Rivla, he was the last king of Klal Yisrael. They brought him up HaMelech Bavel Rivlasa. And where's Rivlasa? Zu Antochia. This is Antochia, somewhere in Turkey. That's what it is, not in Eretz Yisrael. So you see clearly, Nebuchadnezzar was not in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So how can you say that Nebuchadnezzar was in front of Melech Bavel Yerushalayim? He wasn't in Yerushalayim. So tomorrow, two pshatim. And with these pshatim, we're going to see the idea of Eved Mechaber Adoinov. V'Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi, Yichad Amad, Demus Diyok, Noyitzchuk, Amakavtoi. He had carved out on his chariot the picture, the tzura of Nebuchadnezzar, because he always wanted his duke on in front of him. He was so scared of him. It was ki'ilu standing in front of him. So in both these cases, you see that the Ever is Mechamer Adoinov to give him all this covet that either he carved him out on his chariot or he always had his face in front of him. So talking about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Amarava toin tlas meya kudnaisa narga the parzala the shol parzala. They brought into Yerushalayim these battering rams made out of iron, that the weight was of these battering rams were 300 mule loads of this battering ram that was metal that could crash metal. Shal parzla, shadalei Nebuchadnezzar levenuzradla shalach levenuzradin. He sent them these battering rams, and they tried to use it against the wall. I would think it means the wall of Yerushalayim or the wall of Har Bayis, one of those walls. And Kulu Balasinu Chadosh Yerushalayim. Oh, the door, sounding the door of Yerushalayim. One door of Yerushalayim swallowed this all up. It could not budge. All these battering rams could not budge the wall of Yerushalayim. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, Va'ato Pitucheho Yachad Bakashil VeKelifos Yaloimun. It withstood these battering rams. He wanted to just turn around with Zradon. Because remember, Zradon was by the war of Sancheriv. He knows what this is like. He says, I don't want it to happen to me, it happened to Sancheriv. And it looks like Hashem is protecting Klai Yisrael. I can't get down this wall. Nafka Kala, Basak came out and said, Amar Shavar Bar Shavar, Nevuzradon. you're going to be able to do this. Rather Shavar, the Matar Zimna, the Mikdash Shachar, it came time for the base Mikdash to be Chara, and the Hekla to be burnt. Now, what does it mean, Shavar? Shavar means to jump. So he called him a jumper, the son of a jumper, a guy who could jump very high. Go, you be Kaibish Lai. I'm talking about Vizradin. He was a very athletic person, I guess. The second shot in Rashi is that it's the second, Shavar Bar Shavar means the second time you're coming to capture Yerushalayim. That's what it's called, the Shavar Bar Shavar, because the first time he came was with Sacheriv. Here's the second time, that's what it's calling. But Baskel came out and said, this time you'll be successful, you'll burn the Beis HaMikdosh and burn the Heichal. So the Gemara, also Machye took his last battering ram. He left over one batting ram. Also, Machia Bekupa, he hit it with the back of the ram of this pole, the Ispach, and it crashed down. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Yevoda Kemevi Lemailo Besvach Eitz Kardumots. So, and that brings this Pasuk. And Mashal is bothered. This Pasuk says Kardumots, Losh Rabim. How do you see from here that it was one battering ram? So the Mashal actually switched around the Psukim. The pasuk before, "Petechehu Yachad Bakashil," which sounds like Losh Yachad, it belongs over here, and this pasuk, "Givadik Meilmal V'Sachetz Kaduma," is going on before. He switched around the pasuk. I in the Mashal, or listen to the local raid bite to see how the fit of this Psukim. But Rashi already runs the question. Rashi just brings down this pasuk, "Givadik Meilmal." It says, Rashi already says that this pasuk is saying that it was a tefillah that this Eitz Kadumais should break the wall of Yerushalayim ki'ilu evil ma'ala b'kisa ha'kavod. So, but it's not clear where this pasuk is going. And before, after, Mashal says it belongs before. Someone to answer that maybe it was svach Eitz, maybe it sounds like a losh yachid. Because that's the Mashal learns is switched around the order. Have a kotel va'ozel. And he went killing, a killing spree through Yerushalayim, ad demot leichel, till he reached the heichel, v'adik beinuri, he lit a fire, gava heichel, we lit the fire, the heichel was lifted up into the air, ki'ilu, the malachim wanted to save it, u'bikish la'os v'rikia, Rashi says. And what happened, doku bein min shemaya, that min shemaya, they pushed it back down, shneba gas dorach Hashem, l'psuz bas Yehuda. And Hashem pushed it back down into the fire. Why exactly it came up, it's not clear. Maybe the Torah to show that it was all min Hashemayim. That's why Hashem could have saved it. Hashem pushed it back down to show that this was deserved. So all of a sudden, the Vizradim felt like he's on top of the world. Look, he captured the Beis HaMikdash and destroyed everything. Nafka baskol of Amulei, amma katila katalta, you killed a dead nation. Heichla kalya kalisa, you burnt a burnt heichla already. It was very burnt. Hashem already decided it's going to be burnt, not your work. Kimcha tchina tchinas. You ground up flour. You ground up. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Chira chayim v'tachni kemach." That's lashon tachni kemach. Galitza mosech chosh v'shoyvel goli shoyk arvi nahiris. That's the pasuk. Says this pasuk is talking about the peronios that will come to that Kosh Baruch Hu will come to Klai Yisrael. Rashi says that go that you already crushed up like kemach, and you're going to go out with your heads uncovered. And you're going to go legalis. That's what the pasuk is referring to. And doesn't say chitim lo yinam. Doesn't say chitim. That tachni chitim. Chitim lo yinam. Ela kemach. The tachni kemach. So you see, they were already flour before we started. Now, Nebuzradon saw chazo dome de zcharyo david karosach. That means 250 years before this, Zecharyo Anavi said in Nevuah, that he said in Nevuah, he said, yeah, you guys got to do tshuva, because you're doing avodah zarah, and it's not going to be good. And they just killed Zechariah on the spot, and his blood was still on the ground, boiling on the ground. And for years, he tried to get rid of it, cover it with sand, but nothing happened. And this is 250 years later, it's still boiling. And he sees his dam on the floor, he says, what is this? Chazit dam v'zchariah davakorosach, omelay, my high, what is this? Omelay, dam zvachemu, some kabanas, dam from the kabanas, the shtabach that spilled. Omelu, I see v'nasi. Bring me some other animals. I'll test it to see imedamu if it's the same type of blood. Kasi shechted the animal v'lo idmu. It's a different type of blood. Whole different color. Whole different consistency. It's different blood. I see this is not blood from animals. Omelu goli. Tell me exactly what this blood is. V'loi. If not, tzurik nuchul v'sharag v'sharik v'paras. If not, I'll comb your skin with these combs of metal. Omelay. So they told him, "Hi, Kohen v'Navi." He was Zechariah, who was a Kohen and a Navi. The Invilu Yisrael b'Churban Yerushalayim. He was made a sentence of Vua about the Churban Yerushalayim. Because we killed him. I'll be mefayis this dam to make it stop boiling. I see Rabbanon, he brought the Rabbanon to Minichom, killed them near this blood, it did not stop. I see Dardik and Rav, he brought little children, it did not stop. I see Pirche Kahuna, he brought the young Kahanim, until he killed 94,000 people. It didn't calm down the blood. Carved the gabay, went to the blood. Oma, zechari zechari, toivim shebehem ivaratem. Already destroyed the great people of Klal Yisrael. Nichel loch daktenu kulosh. I kill everyone. Meyad noch. Right then it stopped. Stopped boiling. Here tshuva v'daite. After since Jamaisa, he thought about it, doing tshuva. Oma ma heim. So even now it's achas kach. Ma they killed one nefesh. Look what happened. Who gaver ma tavel? What's to be with me? Orak, he ran away. Shoda Prutosh Labase, they sent a net message to his house. They're not coming back home ever. Vizgayer, and it became a ger. Nevizradom became a ger. Tanra Banutan Abraisa, Namon, ger Taishavaya. Namon, who was a story with Elisha, he became a Mitzayra, and Elisha cured him. He became a ger Taishav, which means he separated himself on Vaydah Zara. He still was a guy, but he was Makabal of Shiv Mitzvah Nayak, basically. Nevuzradron ger tzedekoye. He was a ger tzedek, like we just learned. Ger tzedekoye. Mibnei banav shel Sisra lom Torah Yerushalayim. The children of Sisra learned Torah in Yerushalayim. And there is a girsa that limdu Torah in Yerushalayim one of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was a descendant of Sisra. That's what some say. His name was Sisra. Now, what was the story of Sisra? Some say it has to do with the whole story of Yael and Sisra. And Yael got pregnant from Sisra. And that's how Rabbi Kiva came from that. That's what some say. Rebbanov Shah Sancherev Limdu Torah Barabim, the Enikloch of Sancherev became a ger, the Enikloch of Sancherev not become a ger, the Enikloch of Sancherev Limdu Torah Barabim. Omani, who is that? Shmai Vavatalion. His children became a ger, someone down in descendants. Rebbanov Shah Haman Limdu Torah Bnei Brak. The children of Haman learned Torah in Bnei Brak. Now, this is a big kasha. When I get into this, but that how could Ham be zeichet as children learn Torah? Rak Ham was the biggest rasha possible. So someone at Taina, Maisa, through Haman, the Klal Yisrael came to Kim of a Kiblu, came to Big Zach, and so Haman has that for some kind of schos. Maisa, because of him, we zeichet the whole Nes of Purim. So therefore, he has that for some schos. We see Hashem doesn't take away any schos someone does. Hashem keeps everything. Even the children of Oysir Rasha, which is a Vucha Netzar, Hashem really wanted to let them come into the Kafi Ashkina. The one who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and burnt the Hechel, Tachnes Tachas Kafi Ashkina, should be allowed under the Kafi Ashkina, Hainuch Siv. Like it says in the Pasuk, Refinu as Bavel Veloy near Pasa. Refinu as Bavel Veloy near Pasa, that they were not Zaycha to get this Darga of Refinu as Veloy near Pasa means because Baruch wanted to make a Refua, but it did not work, Veloy near Pasa did not happen. Ula Amar, so that's going to Gabi, his children becoming Gerim and. Huh? Yeah, where are you? Mehecher was v'secha. It was right now. Still, he lit the fire. He was his shlichas. Nebuchadnezzar was the king. He was the king who sent Nebuchadnezzar to Durak Dua. Therefore, it was considered his responsibility, and therefore he was not zeicha for any refuah, which means his children did not become tamid chum. And Ula Amar Zeh Nebuchadnezzar. Ula Amar Zeh Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is going to Nebuchadnezzar's pasuk. Which, like we learned, it's going on the rivers of Babel, which were very bitter. Vetirgama means it's an east of Babeloi, which are the dekalim, the palm trees that grow near the rivers of Babel, which are very bitter, and they never became sweet again, or with one shot rashi, they never produced peyros. These dekel trees, they were barren, these dekel trees. Oh, that's possible. Refinu was bubble and pasuk. Tup shalat and refinu was bubble and pasuk. Either means that it's bnei badov, so I said Rasha, did not go takas kamp hashchino, or it means it's going on the tzenisa, the bubble. Amu'ula. Amu'i nemo'ev, should it be Yerushalayim? Amu'i were bad neighbors of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael. They heard from the Nevi'im to come and snab, and they were neighbors. They heard about the Nevi'im giving the Nevuas to the the Bnei Yisrael, the Kamasnav of the Chabon Yishlayim, Sholchu Nebuchadnezzar, they sent the message to Nebuchadnezzar, Puk V'tah, come to Yerushalayim now, it's a good time to capture them. Amar, Nebuchadnezzar said, Mr. Fino, I'm scared that Hashem should do to me what he did to Nechzacher. So they sent back to Nebuchadnezzar, the Shekhinah is not here right now. The Shekhinah is not Bebeisai right now. He went very far away. And who's the Ish? What do you mean Inish Bebeisai? Who's the Ish? Inish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem HaShem HaShem Shalach Lahu, Papa Krevu. But he's close by. And all they need to do is to do a little tshuva. He'll come right back. But also, and he'll come back. Shalach Lahu, Halach Derech Merachik. You went very far away. Shalach Lahu, Islu Tzadiki, the boy Rachmi. They're Tzadikim, one of Davenfit, or Meisle, and they're going to bring him back. Shalach Lahu, Tzurara Kesav Lokav Yodoy. Ve'ein Kesav Al Tzadikim. There's no Tzadikim left. Hashem took away the Tzadikim. How do you know? Because it's Tzurara Kesav Lokav Yodoy. Who's the Kesav Tzadikim? Because Tzadikim. Hashem says, Tzadikim. Ve'echrali, Ve'chamish Asa Kesav, that this is the 15th of Nisan is referring to, and says v'chayim v'sarim v'lesach sarim, which means v'chayim v'sarim is 30 and lesach is 15, altogether 45, which means that instead of lam vav tzedikim, it seems like there's 45 tzedikim. That's what it's referring to. He casts referring to tzedikim. Shalach lahu hadru rishi b'tshuva v'al rachmi. Maybe the rishon will do tshuva and v'al rachmi yomaisle shalach lei kvar kava lahem zman. There's already a zman for the korban, and therefore that's what the Amon Moav sent, and therefore you can't. It's too late. They can't do tshuva. Shnem leim yom kesa yavai beisa in kesa al zman. Shnem kesa yom chagenu. Shalach lusa v'chazal. Shul's trying to get out of this. The Amon Moav is saying v'chazal, come now, and he says he's trying to get out. First he says they're going to do tshuva. He says no, nothing's going to happen. It's going to be destroyed. Not doing tshuva. Then he says shalach lu sitvu. It's the winter now. L'metzino. I'm scared of the snow and the rain. Come into the valleys. He came through the valleys to, and therefore he protected from the elements. He says, if I come, where am I park my armies? Their kvarim, their ma'aris, their caves that they make, they bury in, are nicer than your palaces. The chsivs in the pasuk, see, Hashem and Zeus, Atzamayis Malch Yehuda, Atzamayis Sarav. He took out the Atzamayis Malch Yehuda, the royal graves, took them out. Atzamayis Sarav, Atzamayis Hakanim, Atzamayis Anavim, Atzamayis Yerushalayim, Kivreim. Veshatul Hashem Shmeich, put out in the sun. Luchol Tzvah Shmeim Shehuv, Mashavod, Mashoch Achareim. And that's where he could park himself. And that's part of the tzara of the Churban. He took out all the kvarim, all the graves, and he put them out in the sun and used them as places to park his armies. And Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And the next Gemara is a new sugya of the handles, the sugya of Mashiach.